Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It is time for PMI. Three stories to send you on your way for the rest of the day. A positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who had the P today?
I got the P.
Anyway.
It has to do with food, so it's already positive. But, you know, everything's kind of a little expensive right now, and meat is right up there with some of the most expensive stuff. Something that where I'm from is catching on to help people save some money, and I love it. Have you ever heard of a meat raffle?
No, but I want to learn more.
You too.
What's a meat raffle?
All about this. So typically folks from the Midwest do it. And my mom is a sucker for a good meat raffle. So she'll call me and she'll be like, I won the beef bundle. Like she'll be so excited. But here's the thing. You go to like a bar or a VFW and they usually have these things once a week and you roll in and you buy a raffle ticket, right? And then at the end of the night, they'll draw those tickets and they've got the beef bundle, the chicken bundle, the pork bundle, the seafood bundle, and somebody wins each of those. So a ticket's like $50, you know, so you'll be, you know, coughing up some change, but it's for the chance to win a huge bundle worth hundreds of dollars. It is so much fun, and it really makes it feel like a winner. Like,
yeah.
My mom will ride that high all week long.
She will ride that beef bundle like nobody's business.
Beef bundle champion. Like, she gets so excited about it. But again, the Midwest.
How much beef are we talking in this bundle?
Like, you could get hundreds of dollars worth of beef, and with beef being so expensive right now, probably even more, but you'll get multiple roasts,
like half a cow?
Some steaks, some ground beef, some burgers that are already formed for you. So usually, yeah, it's like a whole bunch of different beef products or chicken or pork, and then you win them all. So they're catching on, though.
Like, who brings this in?
What do you mean?
Like, where are they getting all this meat from?
It's
usually, is it some guy in his trunk or something?
Well, okay, so for my small town, it's Skyview Meats, right? And so the guy who runs it does this every week. And I don't know if that's how it works in all the small towns, but that's how it works in my small town. So you got a meat guy.
They got a meat guy.
You got a meat guy, and the bar gives him a kickback. Like,
how you doing? My name's Brent. I'm a meat guy.
50% off on all your well cocktails. Like, that's what he gets in exchange for the meat raffle. I don't know.
So you got a drunk butcher in there.
Well, what's wrong with that? Yeah. But I just love it because, again, let's save some money. Let's have some fun. And if you want to start your own meat raffle, well, there you go. There's an idea for you.
Well.
Have fun with it.
Can you just
fun.
Proclaim that at like work one day? You stand up in an all staff meeting and be like, "Hey guys, I'm going to start a meat raffle.
Yeah,
who's with me?"
I bet you the sports guys would be about that meat raffle. So we
got a big meeting
that.
Today. I'm going to bring it up.
You should.
All right,
I'll back you up.
All right, let's do it. Let's bring our
hot
meat.
Dogs for everyone.
Josh, what's the minus?
Well, stop me if you've heard this before. A woman out of Florida.
Oh.
It's a Florida woman story. Well, she was caught speeding. And she was going through a residential neighborhood at three times the speed limit. She was caught going 123 miles per hour through this neighborhood before the cop was
finally. That's more than three times, isn't it?
Well,
is it residential's 25?
No, residential's
20.
25. So more than three times.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the cop finally catches up to her and goes, "Why? Why were you doing this?" And she goes, "Well, I'm in a sports car. I thought because I was in a sports car, I was able to go this fast." That was her logic.
That sounds like something I'd say.
That is a Katie story. So this is exactly who I thought of right when I read this story. I go, this has to be Katie. Katie, were you in Florida recently?
Yesterday,
with your meat bundle?
Yesterday, I was actually getting a tan, and I was late for my appointment, and I pulled into the tan parking lot going like 20, taking a left.
Okay.
I mean, I was flying right next to a cop, and they looked at me and shook their little finger, and I rolled down my window. I'm late for my tan. Like, that's what I said.
And he let you
so
go for that excuse?
Like, he didn't pull me over. I don't know if it's just because I ran into the tanning salon so fast, and he didn't want to wait for me,
but he probably saw your meat bundle.
Oh, he said, I'm good.
Let this one go. It's a big meat bundle. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Italy just made history, becoming the first country to offer paid leave for workers who are caring for their sick pets.
Aww.
Little fur babies. I feel like I need to change the music for this. Here we go. It all started back in 2017. A librarian in Rome fought for time off to care for her sick dog and won. She argued that under Italian law, letting an animal suffer is a crime, so forcing somebody to choose between work and their pet put them in... It's an impossible situation. So now workers can take up to 3 days a year to care for their pets. Now, there are rules. The pet has to be microchipped and a vet has to confirm the situation is urgent. So you can't just go wandering into your boss and say, hey, my cat is coughing.
My cat's depressed. I need to stay home.
Yeah. My goldfish is like floating a little funny. Italy has over 60 million pets, so it seems like there might be a lot more sick days taken in the future in Italy.
Good for them.
I know.
He's a little puppy. He's so sick.
I like that they're giving them the option to stay home and take care of it.
I need to stay home, Mama.
Too much of feta.
My little hamster, he's not good.
See, you got to stay
home
for
that.
He looks
like a little meatball laying there. He's not good, Mama.
Won't even run on his wheel.
No, don't be the little Hammy won't run on his wheel, Mama. I cannot go to work.
It's cheese wheel.
Oh, I think little Hammy might be dead soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, I gotta call my boss. Somebody give me some marinara.
He's so silly.
There's your PMI today with JKJ at MIX.